Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. Life has a very strange way of distorting our vision and confusing us regarding our values, regarding our worth, what we deem to be worthy, and shifting basically the things that should be held as priorities in terms of the betterment of the society as a whole and the well-being of an individual. Life and the events that take place through the course of history and time, politics especially is, you know, one of the elements that affects this matter the most. The differences in the opinions of people, and mostly the ego, the nafs which bends and changes the values to serve its own benefits. It's always been like this from the beginning of time, from the day Qabil decided to murder his brother Habil. It was all because of the nafs, right? And I am saying this because it is this very nafs, this ego, this lower self that we have within us, that has led to many values being changed and many things that were once considered as a value and a merit and a virtue to be brought lower than what they're really worth and replaced by other things. And this happens on an individual scale and on a collective scale as well. It happens sometimes for a person, for a singular human being on a personal level, or it can happen within the context of society. Let's listen to a short story, and then we can further elaborate what we mean by the shifting of values, and we'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. A beggar had been sitting by the side of a road for over 30 years. One day a stranger walked by. "Spare some change," mumbled the beggar, mechanically holding out his old baseball cap. "I have nothing to give you," said the stranger. Then he asked, "What's that you are sitting on?" "Nothing," replied the beggar. "Just an old box. I have been sitting on it for as long as I can remember." "Ever looked inside?" asked the stranger. "No," said the beggar. "What's the point? There is nothing in there." "Have a look inside," insisted the stranger. The beggar managed to pry open the lid. With astonishment, disbelief, and elation, he saw that the box was filled with gold. "I am the stranger who has nothing to give you and who is telling you to look inside. Not inside my box, as in the parable, but somewhere even closer inside yourself. But I'm not a beggar, I can hear you say. Those who have not found their true wealth, which is the radiant joy of being and the deep, unshakable peace that comes with it, are beggars. Even if they have great material wealth, they are looking outside for scraps of pleasure and fulfillment, for validation, security, or love, while they have a treasure within that not only includes all those things, but is infinitely greater than anything the world can offer. Now the continuation of this program, Lantern.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Right, so that entire preface that I presented was because I wanted to make a point, basically, right? Perhaps, I'm not going to say that lately it's been more so that values have changed. Back in the day, some really horrendous things were values, you know? Being white was a value, and those with different skin colors were extremely oppressed because of this matter. There was a time where, I don't know, being a man was a value over being a woman. There was a time when being an Arab was a value over all other races and nations and nationalities and whatnot. There was a time where, you know what I mean. And now today, different things are values. I think humanity is constantly struggling with what they define as value and who's better than who and what's better than what. And that's, I personally think, is one of the solaces and one of the resolvements that Islam presents us with. One of the solutions is that y'all are the same if y'all don't act right, you know? Y'all are the same if y'all don't prove your worth by submitting this lower self to the Creator. And because these values are constantly shifting, we lose sight of what makes us worthy. And we're constantly searching for external validation in order to gain meaning and fulfillment in our lives, in order to feel that we've achieved something, that we are worthy, that we are enough, that we have the right to demand certain, I don't even want to call it privileges, because it's like literally your God-given right. And it has nothing to do with the color of my skin, and it has nothing to do with my race or my nationality or my gender or my political position or my academic education or my social background. It has nothing to do with that. What defines it, that valuable gem, that gold that I've been sitting on, is how I'm able to dominate my lower self, my ego, my nafs, how I'm able to fight the temptations that would sometimes lead me to oppressing others because of their race, oppressing them in order to earn or gain some sort of personal benefit, and thinking myself above others because they're different. You know what I mean? This is not just my personal opinion, obviously. I don't get paid to tell you guys my personal opinion, though sometimes I do, just personal experience. But this is something that, you know, our religion tells us as well, that our worth and our value, it lies in the extent of our resistance and our control over our nafs, which, you know, aka taqwa. Akramakum indallahi atqakum, the most noble of you in the eyes of Allah, the most valuable one of you, the most worthy are those who don't fall into the trap of the trap of their ego. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillah.